Nearly a foot of rain fell overnight Saturday in some places in the Milwaukee area. That caused flash flooding in the region, stranded drivers, and shut down the state fair. It's Monday, August 11th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, some nurses with advanced degrees will soon be allowed to set up their own practices in Wisconsin. And a unique summer camp is helping children who have parents in prison stay connected with family. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Historic rainfall led to a state of emergency in Milwaukee County over the weekend, flooding streets and homes and leaving thousands without power. On Sunday, some parts of southeastern Wisconsin were under more than a foot of water, with officials urging the public to be safe and avoid flooded roads. Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky referred sarcastically to drivers who became stranded in floodwaters, which he said holds up emergency responders.
We've been telling people over and over and over again, don't drive through the water. But they know better. This is how we have hundreds of vehicles around the city, blocking intersections, making progress absolutely impossible.
The storms canceled the last day of the state fair and set weather records. It was Milwaukee's second highest rainfall in 154 years. And the Milwaukee River reached 10.5 feet in some places. That is also a new record. Some nurses with advanced degrees will soon be allowed to set up their own practices in the state of Wisconsin. As Sarah Lear reports, this comes after the governor signed a bipartisan bill into law on Friday.
The law creates a new type of state license for advanced practice registered nurses. That includes nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, nurse anesthetists, and nurse midwives. By allowing those nurses to work with more autonomy, backers say the changes will help alleviate a medical provider shortage, especially in rural areas. Governor Tony Evers has twice vetoed previous versions of the bill, amid concerns raised by groups representing physicians. The recently signed version contains compromises. They include increasing the training time needed for an advanced nurse before that nurse can practice on their own. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents is paying more than $250,000 to a woman who says she was pushed out of a DEI position because she is white. The settlement between Regents and former University of Wisconsin Eau Claire employee Rochelle Hoffman caps a legal battle which began in 2022. She alleged that student groups protested having a, quote, white-identifying person leading the campus's multicultural affairs office. Spokespersons with the campus and university system declined to comment. Hoffman's attorney, Mike Fox, says the settlement sends a message.
When you have this kind of reaction as you had at the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire, that's going overboard. That's defeating the purpose of helping people who have been underserved, etc.
Under the terms of the settlement, the Regents deny any wrongdoing. A group of central Wisconsin residents want a judge to require a Portage County farm to conduct better groundwater monitoring. As Danielle Kading reports, the state held a hearing last week challenging a permit which was issued to Gordondale Farms.
Gordondale Farms has around 2,200 dairy cows. The large dairy produces more than 12 million gallons of waste each year. Last year, Midwest environmental advocates sought review of changes to the farm's permit on behalf of residents like Katie Bailey. She and her family used to live next to Gordondale's operations. Bailey says her family now suffers from thyroid issues, which could be linked to nitrate contamination.
We're not asking for anything radical. We're really just asking that people can drink the water that's coming out of their tap.
Around 90% of nitrate contamination is tied to agriculture. An attorney for residents says Gordondale and state regulators reached a deal that weakened groundwater monitoring. The farm's president says monitoring under its permit is reasonable and based on science. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a summer camp for kids with incarcerated parents looks to preserve family bonds. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, most women incarcerated in U.S. prisons are mothers. More than 1,000 women are serving sentences in Wisconsin, and that can have serious consequences for their children. Kids with an incarcerated parent don't do as well in school and are more likely to be involved with the criminal justice system themselves. But as Addie Costello reports, a Wisconsin summer camp is working to change those odds.
Several incarcerated women stand outside Tichita Correctional Institution's visiting room. They face the fence that borders the Fond du Lac prison and a line of children waiting with water balloons. Within minutes, the balloons are gone, and the mom's prison uniforms hold most of the water.
I think I'm going to declare the kids as the winners here.
This is just one of the activities at Camp Reunite. The program is organized by a Wisconsin nonprofit for kids with incarcerated parents. Most days, kids hike, play games, and canoe at a traditional campground. But 2 days out of the week, camp comes to prison. Rachel Friday-Gady is a social worker at the women's prison. She remembers hearing about the camp before it started in 2018.
I thought that's never gonna happen. Nobody's ever gonna entertain such a crazy idea. And then it happened.
Now, she spends months before each summer and winter session working with eligible moms, organizing background checks for camp staff, and planning activities like a makeshift beauty salon. That's where DeLouise applied a shimmery silver shadow on her daughter's eyes. WPR is not using the full names of moms or kids to protect campers' privacy.
You like your makeup?
Yeah.
It's good. I put the little things in her hair and put her little rhinestone over her eye.
DeLouise sees her kids a few times a year during normal visits, but camp is different.
You're gonna still be a mother figure to your child, so this gives us the opportunity to still do motherly things for our kids.
Moms decorate posters that hang on their kids' camp bunks. They also get more time with their kids in a more relaxed setting. Social workers run the camp instead of correctional officers. Prison and camp staff say they have seen the program's impacts and want to see it grow. This summer, the camp was only offered at one men's prison, Kettle Moraine, and Tichita. But the camp has plans to offer the program at Racine Correctional Institution next year. Public stigma around incarceration has presented challenges to expansion, says Chloe Blish. She's the mental wellness director for the camp.
Incarcerated people are still people and deserve to be with their families the way that every other parent deserves to be with their family. And this is how we reduce people returning back to prison. This is how we reduce violence in prisons.
Angie says it provides a space for kids to have fun.
A lot of these kids are missing out on opportunities to be kids at home. So when they get to come to camp and just play and be silly, it's so healing.
She and other counselors adjust fake mustaches stuck to campers' faces, host a burping contest, and lead songs about beans and donkeys. Thirteen-year-old Nisaiah has three younger siblings. They moved in with their grandparents after their mom was arrested last year.
At home, I'm a big brother. I gotta do everything and make sure it's good.
But at camp, he and his siblings are separated by age group.
Constance told me, you know, you're here to have fun. Don't worry about your siblings, we got it.
He says camp gave him time to kayak and a chance to see his mom for the first time since her arrest.
You know, I was trying not to cry because I don't like really showing my emotions to people. But, you know, I did drop a tear because I haven't seen her in a year. And me and my mom are really close.
They talk on the phone 4 times a week. But he says it's not the same as being face to face. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch. And finally, of course, a quick check of your forecast. There was a lot of rain in southeastern Wisconsin over the weekend, and now a flood warning is in effect for Milwaukee, Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee counties today. Those areas saw nearly a foot of rainfall over the weekend. The rest of southeastern Wisconsin under a flood watch until 10 o'clock this morning. More rain expected across the state today with high temperatures in the 70s and 80s. More rain likely ending overnight with low temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny and warm tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Courtney Everett and John Davis. As always, have a fantastic rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.